one translation, one translation of the word say, he hastens to his word to perform it. If you put it out there, he hastens to his word. He come quickly to perform his word in your life. You got to have enough faith to say he's coming. He's quickly. He's hastening to it. His ears are not too dull that he don't hear you. His eyes is not dim at all that he don't see you. Come on. His hand is not short. Hallelujah. Too short that he can't reach out and turn you around that situation that you're in. Come on. You got to just hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to your confession through the word of God. Now, right now, every situation that you're in, according to Hebrews 11:1. I can't get off of this. It's that faith. The enemy wants to make you doubt. The enemy wants to steal your faith. The enemy don't want you to believe God. He don't want you to trust God. So that's why he tries to make the situation. That's why he try to bring news to disturb you. That's why. But he ever know. He know. Once you get in this word and you begin to talk faith-filled words, that rule that dominates, that take over, he know he's fighting a losing battle. He don't want you to speak this word. He don't want you to walk by faith. Come on. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. God's people, his children, we walk by faith and not by sight. When I say we walk by faith, and we walk by his word, we walk by what he's saying. Hallelujah. We live by what he's saying through his word. The situation. Come on. Many people have left here because they begin to, and they walked away from believing God because they begin to walk by sight. They begin to walk about what they was going through and how they was feeling instead of walking it through with the word of God. You can't handle this situation by yourself. You'll be somewhere in a mental institution with all this stuff we got going on. Come on, somebody. We need God. Because he said, I'll keep you in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So we need God. We need the God kind of faith going through every circumstance and situation that we're in. Come on. Somebody said, well, you ain't going through what I'm going through, but I still need God. You still need God. You still need the word. You still need the God kind of faith to believe that every situation that you're in, God can bring you out. Every situation that you will face, God will take you through it. Come on. We need some Hebrew boys. We need some Daniels. Come on here. I'm going through the old patriarch of the word of God to stand on the word of God. Them Hebrew boys said they said, guess what? Oh, king, we ain't going to bow down to the sound of the trumpet and worship the golden calf. Come on, hallelujah, because we know that our God is able to deliver us. And if he don't deliver us, that's standing on the word. That's believing in faith. If he don't deliver us, we know he's able. Come on, he's able. Come on, Daniel. Come on, Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Come on, and they didn't want Daniel to pray. Daniel had enough faith to believe. Come on here. Daniel opened that window. Come on, and bow himself right there and begin to pray. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. That thing that will meet you harm, that thing that try to kill you, come on, it will destroy itself. Come on, glory to God. Listen, the Hebrew boys, they put him in the fiery furnace, and they stood on the word. They stood on the faith, and they turned the furnace up. Y'all don't read it. Y'all don't heard it preach. We don't said amen. We don't run up and down the aisles on it. Come on. Now let it become a reality. Let it be sinking into your situation. Stand on the word. They was literally thrown in the fire. They were literally thrown in the fire. And the Bible said they turned this furnace up 7 times hotter than it was. Come on. And the Bible said, when you read it down there, just don't get stuck in that one verse where they, you know, you keep continuing to read. The Bible said that they took pleasure and they was in the fire rejoicing and talking with the master. Then he says, did not we throw 3 in there? This is some faith. Did not we throw 3 in there? He said, but behold, that's why every knee gonna bow, every tongue gonna confess. Did not we throw 3 in there? But we see the fourth man. The fourth man is about to show up in your situation. The fourth man is about to show up in your situation right now. Come on. You got to have enough faith. He said, and it looked like the Son of God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. What got me, audience, radio audience, what got me when they went there to open up the furnace to check on them, they saw them in the fourth man in the same fire that they turned up seven times hotter. Come on, it didn't burn the Hebrew boys in the fourth man, but it burned them. Oh, y'all, it burned them that God is going to take care of you, but you got to hold on to your faith. It burned them up. Now, it didn't burn them up on the inside, but it jumped out and burned the fire, the same fire that they were trying to destroy them with. It jumped out and, oh, my God, and burnt them up. That's why I know you got to hold fast to your faith. That's why I know you got to hold fast to your confession, because God will come through. God will back his word. He's not moved by your tears. He's not moved by your falling out. He's not moved by your little temper tantrum. Come on. He's moved by his word. Cover to God. Daniel. They put Daniel in the lion's den, and they thought Daniel should have been defiled because of that lion. Just that lion. But they forgot what Jesus said. Satan is as a roaring lion. They was just as a roaring lion. But he said, I'm the Lion of Judah. Come on here. And here it is, Daniel laying on the lion. Daniel laying on the lion. Hey, Shama, I know that lion should have ate him up. They become best friends. He laying on the, hallelujah, on the lion with a pillar. And they turn around, the lion, they bow them up. Come on, got to take your enemies, hallelujah, and make your enemies fight among themselves. You just got to hold fast to your faith. You got to hold fast to your faith, my brother, my sister. If you're listening to me by the way of the radio audience, a Cypress audience, or however you listening to me today, remember, come on, you can go through this. Remember, you can come out of this. Why? Because the word of God is on your side. The word of God is in your mouth. The word of God is in your situation. You have the situation under control. The situation don't have you under control. You have the situation under control through the word of God and by with your faith. Hallelujah. And standing on the word of God. I know it don't look good. I know it don't feel good. But as I'm talking to you over the airways, as you're looking on Cypress audience, however you tuning in, guess what? These words are coming alive to you. Your faith is coming alive. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can make it. You have to make it. And I speak it over you right now. Every plot, every plan, every trick of the enemy that is trying to come to make you doubt God, I come against it. Every ditch that he's digging for you, I come against it in the name of Jesus. You will stand on the word. You will fight the good fight of faith. You will come through. You will come out. When? Now. Oh, my God. When? Now. Right now. All of a sudden. Right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's going to do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. Your faith shall spring forth because you have heard a word to ignite you. You have heard a word to bring you through this situation. You can't give up. You won't give up. You won't give out. You won't give in. Hallelujah. I speak strength to you right now, brother, my sister. I speak healing to you, my brother, my sister. I speak deliverance to you by the hallelujah, by the apostolic, the prophetic over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I command your faith to rise up. I command your faith to come alive right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will no more longer lay dormant. You will no more longer lay dormant. Hallelujah. You will no more longer lay dormant. Hallelujah. You will spring forth. And you will be who God has called you to be. And you will walk in this word and walk in this faith. Come on, now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satan, you can't have them. You can't have them. You cannot have that. You cannot take them out like this. Hallelujah. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. You're trespassing against the property of God. Hallelujah. And I command them to come forth. I command them to come forth today. I command that word to rise up out of them. I command their faith to be strong right now, according to the word of God. Now, faith. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm telling you, when you get into this faith move and you get into this word like this, I don't care what try to come your way. You believe God. You trust God. Hallelujah. You believe God and you trust God. Come on. Everybody ain't going to talk like you. Everybody ain't going to believe like you. Somebody going to tell you, well, you might as well just go ahead and look at the situation for what it is. I am looking at it for what it is. I'm looking at it for what the word said. The word already told me. The word has already brought me out. I'm looking at it and I'm walking by the word of God and by the faith that I have in the word and through the word. Hallelujah. I'm walking the situation out. I'm waiting on God. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on him because he's going to do it. He's going to do it. When? Now. When? He's going to do it right now because I believe. Come on. Because he said you must what? First believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him through faith. I believe he's going to do it. I believe he's going to take care. I believe that every situation you're in right now, God has already brought you through it. And he's going to bring you out of some more. Hallelujah. He won't leave you. He won't leave you in that shape. He won't leave you in that situation. What he'll do was he'll go in with you and he'll walk through it with you and then he'll bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remind about Peter. Peter was locked in jail. Oh, my goodness. This is some faith, y'all. Peter was locked in jail. And the Bible say, that's why you got to pray, too. You got to pray. The Bible said the prayer, the saints was praying without ceasing. And Peter was locked in jail. Come on here. And the Bible says that the angel went, hallelujah, and smote Peter on the shoulder while the saints was praying and told him to girdle up yourself. Oh, my God. Your bail has been posted. Come on, somebody. Come on. And the Bible says that Peter was sleeping between two Roman soldiers. And the angel smote them on the shoulder, told them to gird up themselves. Come on. Gird up your shoes, the sandals. Come on. Hallelujah. Because he don't freed you. This through faith, y'all. You got to notice that God don't freed you from the clutches and the hands of the enemy. And then Peter went through the first one. Then Peter went through the second. And the last one's a brass iron gate. Hallelujah. And it opened up on its own accord. And the angel, when Peter got out, the angel departed from it. And the angels, and Peter said, now I know for assuredly that God is with me. Listen, I got to open up these phone lines right quick. I'm going to open up the phone lines for you today. Again, hallelujah. You could call in for prayer. And we are touching and agree with you. And I believe God for you and with you. Amen. Just call in. Call in for prayer right now. And he'll do it. The area code is 321-632-1000. Again, 321-632-1000. Call in. Call in right now. Do it. Do it. Do it. Call in. Call in. I want you to call in. And we'll believe God for you and with you. We'll believe God. Hallelujah, that he can do it. We'll believe God for you and with you. Somebody said, amen. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on your calls. While we're waiting on your calls, you'll be able to call in. Amen. You'll be able to call in while we're waiting on your call. Amen. And church and agree with you and believe God. You believe God. I believe God with you. And it's done according to your faith. It's done according to your faith, not mine. Your faith. I'm just setting my faith in agreement with yours, and it shall happen when? Now. I'm just setting my faith in agreement with yours, and we shall see the hand of God. Hand of God. Again, the number here at the radio station is area code 321-632-1000. Come on, somebody call in for prayer. Amen. Call in for prayer. I pray that your faith that fail you not. I pray that you stand on in there, not hang in there, but stand on in there, because God will come through. He will bring you out. He will deliver you. He will heal you and set you free. Again, the lines are open. The lines are open. I'm waiting on your call. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Meet me there. Come on. Somebody type it on the screen. I want to tell you more about the revival over. It's going to be there. Give me the address. I don't have the flyer before me, but it's going to be over in Haines City. Come on. Meet me there. Meet me there. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is able to do it by a miracle for you. I want you to know he's going to bring you out. I want you to know that there's nothing that you're in that God cannot bring you out of, but you must hold fast to your faith. Come on. You must hold fast to your faith. You say, well, Apostle, I've been saying it. Ain't nothing happening. But guess what? Keep on confessing the word of God, because he will come. He that will come shall come. Listen, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, according to the word of God, he said, if thou believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he shall be saved. It's just as simple as that. I keep saying you don't need to make a list. You don't need to write a resume. You don't need nobody to vote on this situation about salvation in your life. He'll come in if you just believe. Because, you know, some folks say, well, I don't know about that. No, he said, just believe. So if you believe that and you confess with your mouth according to the word of God, he said that thou shalt be saved. So what you need to do, you need to find your Bible-based church, amen, that's teaching the word of God, and get in there and grow and go, amen, through the word of God, amen. Come on, the lines are open. The lines are open. We're waiting your call. We're waiting your call, amen. We are waiting your call. You could call in for prayer, amen. You could call in for prayer. Again, we are touch and agree with you. The Bible says men ought to always pray and faint not by the wayside. Always pray. No matter what state you're in, always keep a prayer. Always keep a prayer on your heart. Always keep a song of praise in your mouth. Come on. We could touch and agree with you and pray for you and with you that God would do it by a miracle. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like. Again, no matter what it looks like, I believe God for you and with you. Come on. Call in. Call us. Somebody call in. Hallelujah. You may say, well, I'm on the highway and I'm driving and I can't call in, but I still believe God and I pray for you that God will bring you out. I pray that God will take you through what you're in the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. And those of you that's on the wall, be of good courage. Stay on the wall. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And if you fight the good fight of faith, guess what? He that will come shall come. And he's able to do it. He's able to bring you out. I want you to know again, no matter what it looks like, the God we serve is able. The God we believe in, the God we talk about, the God we know, he's able to do it by a miracle. Only if you would believe, believe. You may say, well, it's too early for me to call in. I don't have a radio voice this morning. Call in. Call in for prayer. It's never too early for prayer. It's never too early or too late. It's never a bad time for prayer. Men ought to always pray. And faint not by the way. Faint not by the way. I'm waiting on your call. I'm waiting on you, caller. Call on in. Waiting on you. I got a few minutes before we go off the air. Come on. We're waiting on you. Again, I believe God is going to do it by a miracle. You just got to believe God. You just got to believe God. Just got to trust him. Trust him when you can't trace him. I can't see him. I can't see him. I don't know where he at. He's still right there. No matter what you're in, he's still right there. Now, faith. Now, faith. Not tomorrow, but right now. Now, faith. He can do it. Only you need to do what is believe and trust him. Take him at his word because he's still God. He can do it all by himself. He's able to do it. Praise God. He's able to do it. I believe it. What about you? I know it. What about you? Excuse me. I know what he can do because he's done so many things for me in my life, and he always came through. It may not seem like it, but he's always come through, and he will do it if you believe him, if you trust him. Praise our God. Come on, somebody call in. I know it's early. I know it's early. You probably ain't even up yet. You're just laying there listening to it. Pick up that phone and dial area code 321-632-1000. Listen, we're getting ready also for the fundraiser here at the station. I want you to come on and I want you to pledge. I want you to pledge something to the radio station. Hallelujah. If this radio station has been a blessing to you and you heard something over the air down through everyone that came on, come on, give back. Give back. We're not begging. We're just asking. You can stop by the station and say, I just want to make a pledge. Hallelujah. Pledge 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Own up. I'm going to make a pledge to help the radio station to keep the men and the women of God on the air and keep songs playing that were uplifted. They're not begging. They're not in distress. But it's good to give back. It's good to sow. Amen. If this radio station, every station that you're listening to that comes out of this right here, this station, this radio station, wherever you're at, reach back and sow back to them. They're going to have a share-a-thon. It's going to be a share-a-thon. I want you to come, and you don't have to wait for the share-a-thon. You can mail it in. You can stop by. Somebody's always here. Stop by and say, I heard Apostle on the air, and I just want to sow a seed to the radio station. I want to sow a seed to help keep them on the air. to help keep them on the air. They don't ask for it all the time. Come on. So we can take time out to do what? Sow a seed. Amen. Sow a seed. I believe if you sow a seed, you'll reap a harvest. You'll reap a harvest. And it will come back strong. It'll come back. A lot of times it don't come back in money, but it'll come back in other things. It'll come back in other things. Health, wealth, whatever. Saving loved ones, because you planted a seed. And you expect the harvest off your seed. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'm getting close to the time. Getting close to the time that I got to leave. I got to get up off this this radio station. But he'll never leave you. Call in. Caller, we're waiting. We're waiting on you still. You got a few more minutes. Hallelujah. To call in. Got a few more minutes just to call in. Again, I need someone to type on the address. If you're listening out there, Sister Pat, Evangelist Harvey, somebody, I need to type this on the screen, the address of where we're going to be at over there. Amen. Hallelujah. So that the people may be able to see it. I know we had some turbulence with the Cypress audience going in and out, but I'm back on now, Cypress audience. So if you're on there, please type in the address of where we're going to be at over there. Amen. Hallelujah. I know it's on some of the pages already, and I know we made announcements, but again, type in the address so those that are just coming back on may be in the area, and they may know where the area is at, and they may be able to come over and be with us on Thursday and Friday. Amen. Because it's going to be a prophetic revival crusade. God is going to do what he says he's going to do. I believe it. I'm taking him at his word. I'm standing on his word, because his word will go out, but it will not return unto him void. It will accomplish what he has sent it out to do. Again, we say thank God for all of you tuning in to the radio broadcast. Like I said, Cypress audience was going out a little bit. Hallelujah. So you may be just coming back on, tuning back in to where we were on the air. Nothing, it was nothing wrong with the air, but on the air, but it was just with the Cypress audience going in and out. So right now it's back up and back on. So be of good courage. Be of good courage. I want you to know again, we're going to be over in Haines City. We're going to be over there, and we're going to be waiting. We're going to be waiting for the move of God, amen, to do what he say he's going to do. He's going to bring us out. He's going to bring you through it. I know he's going to do it by a miracle. Praise God. Watch God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hold fast to your faith. This is what? Now faith. Hold fast to your faith, because it's not tomorrow. It's right now that our God will reign and rule. Our God do what? Bring you out. Our God will bring you out. Our God has brought you out. So hold on. Be of good courage. 3 minutes. Call us. 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes. You may have just tuned into the radio broadcast and you say, I need prayer. You got 3 minutes. Again, the number, area code 321. 632-1000. 3 minutes. Pick up the phone. Even though you got your cell phone in your hand, dial, call in for prayer. I just need you to touch and agree with me. I just want you to touch and agree with me. I believe. Call you on the prayer line.
I just need you to touch and agree with me.
Father.
I just want you to agree with me. I believe.
Hi, is this, I just heard your number on the radio.
Yes.
God,
Father, yes, yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, as these callers are calling in, we touch and agree with them right now, Father, that you would do what they're asking for by a miracle as they hold to fast to your word. And we know it has done, because your word has already made it settle, and it shall happen for them when now, according to their faith, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you, callers.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. God is great. He's great and greatly to be praised. Listen, that's what I'm talking about. You got to call in and believe God, no matter what you're faced with, no matter what it looks like. He will do it by a miracle. He's going to bring you out. Caller, you call in, hold fast to your faith, no matter what you're facing with, because when it shall happen, according to the word of God, now, when, right now, if you believe it, it will happen. It will happen. Because he's able to do it. All right, listen, I got to go. My time is getting close here. My time is getting close. Again, I'll say what he said. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He's talking about, I'm talking about Jesus, because I got to get up. I got to get off the air. 1 minute for callers. 1 minute for callers. Caller, you got 1 minute again to dial error code 321-576. Give me my phone number. 321-632-1000. 1 minute. You got 1 minute. I could touch and agree with you over the air and believe that it's done and believe that it will be done. 1 minute, caller. 1 minute. Come on. Hallelujah. That you may be trying to sip that coffee. Put it down. You may be trying to eat that breakfast. Put that spoon down and begin to dial and begin to get some prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, I want you to know God is going to do it by a miracle. All he needs somebody to do is believe him and take him at his word. That's all. Don't walk by sight. Uh-oh. Come on, call him.
I'm calling for prayer.
Yes. Father, we touch and agree with this caller right now. That everything that she's standing in need of, Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet throughout our home, right now it be done according to her faith. In Jesus' name, it is so. I believe it, and you believe it. It's done. When? Now. God bless you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That's the 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left on the air with you. And in these 2 minutes, I want to say again, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, and you just tuning into the radio broadcast, it's about time for your miracle. All you have to do what is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. If you have did this and you want to do this, come on, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved. It's as simple as that in my 2 minutes that I had. I want to bring you to the foot of the cross. I want to introduce you to Jesus. I want you to know that your faith will do it. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Again, we will be in a prophetic revival over in the city. I'm looking to see you. I'm looking to see you there. Those of you that's in the surrounding areas, got family in the area. I'm looking to see you there. Hallelujah. This week, Thursday and Friday. God bless you. Stay tuned, because it's about time for your miracle. God bless you. Listen, we thank God again. We thank God on Friday. Tune into the radio broadcast from 9 to 10. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. You don't want to miss on Friday's broadcast. I want to see you or hear you. Amen. In the services. Join us in our services, and you'll be hearing more about how you can hear us or come to see us or write us at the end of the broadcast. Amen. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.